Murder at the ship yard as the sun went down. The soul crossed over, it didn't make a sound. Split it into pieces, all the lies were red. Murder at the ship yard I'm burying. Ashes to ashes, just chalk in the rain. Break the rules, can't change the game. Grave digger, that's my name. Say he was a drifter, found him lying neath the dock. Now he's lying quiet in a cheap pine box. Heaven stared down, neck head stand tall. Tick tock, tick tock, death gonna get us all. Grave digger, that's my name. Ashes to ashes, just chalk in the rain. Break the rules, can't change the game. Grave digger, jumper this time. Say he caught the westbound sometime after nine. Dig, dig, dig in the cold, cold ground. Well, I dig, dig, dig. The killer ain't been found.
Lynn Hansen is just about to release Seven Deadly Spins. It's by Lynn Hansen and The Good Intentions. We had a chance to meet up at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. So Lynn, what I'd like to do at the start of this interview is to talk a little bit about where you're at musically, and then let's get into this new CD. I know you had some challenges. You had a leg injury you had to deal with in the last year. So just give us an update where you're at.
Yes, I've been rehabbing an ACL reconstruction. I completely blew out my knee last summer, and so I've had two surgeries, but I'm well on my way to recovery. And while I was recovering from the actual surgery this summer, I penned the remainder of the songs for this particular album that's coming out on Halloween called Seven Deadly Spins, and we recorded it. So I at times was recording while sitting on the ground with my knee wrapped in ice, because it feels a lot better when it's straight out than it is when it's bent.
Now, this album is the follow-up to River of Sand, which I think came out, was that a 2014 album?
Fall 2014.
Which is a wonderful album. And I want to put in a little plug, because you're going to be in Guelph on November the 20th for a show at Silence, when I'm sure we'll be hearing songs from, obviously, the new album, which is Seven Deadly Spins, but also River of Sand, which is absolutely fabulous.
Yes, yes, I'll definitely be playing material from my previous repertoire. This particular album, Seven Deadly Spins, I mean, I'm calling it a murder album, but really it's murder ballads and songs of reckoning. And it sounds more ominous than it is, because I think my particular take on murder ballads is probably not as gruesome as people think it sounds. It's not quite so. It's a little more subtle, I think. And I think that was part of the fun of this particular album for me, was to get to sort of write to a theme, and sort of challenge myself as a songwriter and say, okay, we're not just going to go all over the map here. We're going to stick to a particular theme, and I can't write exactly the same song or the same story every time. So let's see how I can do as a songwriter and a storyteller by sort of putting myself in a corner and then trying to write myself out of it.
Right, because I mean, this is a cover. I have to tell people about the cover of the album, which is wonderful. I love it because it's got a turntable where the tone arm should be. We've got dripping blood, and we also have a knife on the cover as well. So obviously, this is certainly an album that definitely gets in the spirit of the murder ballad album, or whatever you want to call it. We started off with a track, Gravedigger, which is the first track on the album. Tell us a little bit about how that one came about.
Well, it was actually inspired by a Corb Lund song of the same title. Now his song Gravedigger is completely different than this one, but it just got me sort of thinking about the occupation of being a gravedigger. And so then what I did is I kind of tied it into a couple of murders that were going on. And then, this particular gravedigger, it's just like dig, 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 you know, that's what they do. And, it just kind of went from there. And I think, there's such a tradition of murder ballads through folk music and bluegrass music and blues music. I mean, what is amazing is when you start to look and say, okay, let's look at the history of murder ballads and all the songs that are out there. There's a ton of them. And so obviously it's a theme that really resonates with songwriters and with writers, right? I mean, we have so many horror stories and murder mysteries. And so it was sort of just an angle and a sort of a snapshot of a part of murder, which is, well, at the end of the day, someone's got to dig the graves, right?
It's funny that when I hear you talk, you remind me very much of John Brooks, when we had him at a show in Guelph this past year, after the release of The Smiling and Beautiful Countryside, which is another album where it's, you know, talking about, you know, death, murder, mayhem, and everything else. And he talks about it with the enthusiasm that you're showing with us. When you wrote the songs for this album, and as the seven tracks on the album, four of them, I think, are just yourself
just
as writer.
Myself, yeah.
And then there's three co-writes. Mm-hmm. Did you write these tracks in a very short space of time? I mean, you decided that I want to challenge myself by really focusing on a specific subject. Does that mean you said you went straight into, you know, writing mode, trying to
yes,
find the tracks to come together?
They were written in a very short period of time. Basically, I mean, because I've always put a murder ballad on all of my original records, like all the, I've always somehow managed to get one on there. And I used to joke that, you know, every record should have one. And so somebody in the audience when I was touring in the UK said to me, you should do an entire album. And that kind of got it stuck in my head that I should. And that was when I was over touring River of Sand. So as you can well imagine, that was just last fall. And this is now just fall. So really, I had a year to just have the thought put in my head and then turn around and write the seven songs. And so, yes, I mean, the Cecil Hotel, which was the last song that I wrote for the album, was written literally 2 days before we went into studio to track it. And it was because I only have six songs and it's called Seven Deadly Spins. I need seven. And of course, it's a play on Seven Deadly Sins.
It's funny you should mention that track, because that's one of my favorites. And I think that's one you're going to play live for us today.
That's
is that right?
I'll play it, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, for Cecil Hotel, I had read this story about this hotel in L.A. And it's, you know, a very couple of, you know, murders had gone on and some suicides and things like that. And just a really, you know, not a very nice place in L.A. But there's also a Cecil Hotel in Calgary, Now, they've since closed it down, I think 2 or 3 years ago. But the last year of its operation, there were 1,700 calls to police to the Cecil Hotel. And I've been in Calgary numerous times, and it's that great big blue building on the corner of 3rd and 4th. And so I got thinking to myself, you know, what kind of decisions do you need to make in your life to end up living in a hotel like this? Because it's not the kind of place anybody wants to live, but it's a place people have to live sometimes. And so this character kind of came into my head, and then I basically told his story, and it doesn't have a lot to do with the hotel itself, but it was very much inspired by the concept of having to live in such a place.
It's intriguing. Let's listen to that just now. Lynn Hansen with the Cecil Hotel at Folk Music Ontario. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Ain't worked in months, ain't been home in 12. Got myself a room down at the Cecil Hotel. Junkies, whores, and vagabonds, infamous clientele. Walls could scream, they were the stories they'd tell. Before I go to sleep and I pray the devil don't find me dead. Saint Christopher around my neck, got a Bible near my bed. I get down on my knees, pray the devil don't find me dead. I sleep with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. Yeah, I see with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. Headland, wife and kids, drop buried us in red. Every Sunday pray for rain, got clouds of dust instead. Banker tried to take my farm, in a rage I shot him dead. Gonna burn for what I done, kiss my family and I fled. Before I go to sleep at night, pray the devil don't find me dead. Saint Christopher around my neck, got a Bible near my bed. I get down on my knees, pray the devil don't find me dead. I sleep with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. Yeah, I sleep with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. Every morning I make my way down to the Sally Ann. Join the food line, try to find some kind of work if I can. I live among the shadows, no beauty for the damned. I spend my days alone, life of a wanted man. Before I go to sleep and I pray the devil don't find me dead. Saint Christopher around my neck, got a Bible near my bed. I get down on my knees, pray the devil don't find me dead. I sleep with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. Yeah, I sleep with one eye open and a shotgun by my head. I sleep with one eye open.
That's Lynn Hansen with the Cecil Hotel from her wonderful new album. It's entitled Seven Deadly Spins. Features seven songs, four of which are written by Lynn Hansen. There's three co-writes, Lynn Hansen, Fraser Holmes, and Lynn Miles on My Mama Said. And Lynn Miles, I think, crops up on Run, Johnny, Run as well.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like working with Lynn? You obviously both come from Ottawa. Is that something you're quite used to?
In this particular case, it was changes that we made in the studio, and that's a really cool thing that happens sometimes. Is that especially when a song is written so quickly, and it's brought into a studio, and it's not been played live. Like, most of these songs had never been played live before I recorded them. I think other than Gravedigger was the only one that had been played live, because I had just written it and I was touring, I think, in May in Holland. And so I played it there because it was brand new, and I always like playing the new ones. But most of these songs had never even been listened to by anybody, you know, other than a close friend or whatever. And so they come into the studio, and then there's suggestions made, and you make a change. And so when that happens, it's kind of cool because, you know, again, normally a song is played live in front of an audience, and I might make some changes to the words, or I might make a melodic change, but this was a very rapid process. So it was very cool. And then the last song, First One's Free, that I wrote with Al Wood, I mean, that was just like, okay, listen, I only have 5 songs and we're 2 weeks away from going into the studio. You know, do you want to come over to my house and see if we can come up with a song? And we literally just sat down for a couple of hours. We got most of it. And then he came back like 2 days later and we finished it. And so again, you're talking about spending maybe a total of 3 or 4 hours in its entirety to finish a song. Now, I worked on it in between the 2 times that we sat down to write, but it's very, very compressed.
Now, the Good Intentions are on the album mm-hmm. as well. Do you want to tell us about them? Because this is your, am I right in saying, like, your longtime backing band or support band?
The core of them is my backing band. And then there's guests like Tony D from Monkey Junk. Obviously, he's not in my band, but we had him come in and play. And I had Jason Vallow from Polyjesters played some bass on this. And again, he's not my normal bass player. But I really felt for this record that I wanted to use the Good Intentions because the band played such a huge role in really bringing the song to completion. Because again, you know, normally I would be playing these songs live and I'd be playing with a band, so the feel and the groove and everything else gets developed over time. But these were done in studio. And so I really wanted to make the distinction between, you know, Lynn Hansen, you know, the solo singer-songwriter who plays with a band, The Good Intentions, and Lynn Hansen, who brought songs to some very talented musicians. And so I wanted to sort of just make that distinction by saying this is a Lynn Hansen, The Good Intentions project. It's probably similar to what Steve Earle did with Exit O. You know, Steve Earle and Exit O, and then just...
Well, it's funny you should mention people like Steve-O, because it has very much that feel, you know, mm-hmm. getting together with a great group of musicians to...
And a very live feel, because we did quite a bit of the tracking, at least with the guitar and the drums, was done off the floor, like live off the floor, and it's a very live feel. And it was just a very, you know, like the vocals, for the most part, I, other than maybe one or two, it's a single take. You know, it's like, words and all, this is the vocal, because that's the way it was created. And we wanted that live kind of, you know, energy thing going on.
You know, I get the impression that you really have enjoyed working under pressure because of the nature of the project. I'm kind of wondering if we're next going to be looking at perhaps a Christmas album or an Easter Bunny album. I'm not sure.
I have had people make requests on a Christmas album. And this is how things start, right? Yeah. I mean, someone said, you need to do a murder album. And I actually did. As soon as we finished this one, and I was saying I was going to put out a Halloween album or an album on Halloween. And first thing I got was, so you're going to do a Christmas album next, right? And so who knows? Maybe next year I'll put out a Christmas album.
You know, I mean, apart from the financial side of things, as someone in radio, I love it because I want to hear more from, you know, people whose music I love. That's what we live for, right? We want to see that new stuff. But it's expensive to put that out. But if people can work out a way of making it happen. Personally, I'm quite happy to have a 7-track album. Some people say, oh, no, you know, we need 10 or 14 tracks on an album to make it feel full. But if this is what people were working with at the time in their creative expression, I'm all for it.
Well, and I really wanted 7 songs because of the play again on 7 Deadly Sins. And so my focus, I mean, I could have put more on it, but I didn't want to. And also part of it is, you know, despite the fact that I'm writing to a theme, I wanted it to be songs that I could live with. Like, I would put these songs on a record. So to me, a song like Gravedigger or Cecil Hotel, if I'm just putting out a Lynn Hansen record and it's just one of my standard records and not like something like this, I would put those songs on it. And so they weren't just like, oh, let's write like just a murder song and this can be funny or whatever. And I don't, you know, it still has to be me as a songwriter, because I have a certain way of expressing myself. And, you know, that's why I just want to, instead of saying like, oh, yeah, I'll write, you know, 10 or whatever. No, 7 was manageable. And it was funny too, 7 Deadly Spins. I just thought it was funny. And so it really worked.
So you have some live shows coming up. You've got a CD launch that happens on Halloween itself.
On Halloween in Ottawa.
Where is that going to be?
That's at a pub called Greenfields Pub in Ottawa. But it's actually, I say it's a pub, but it's actually a very good music venue. It's got a capacity of, you know, about 220, I think, but it's got a nice big stage. So I've got going to be a 6-piece band. I've got 2 electric guitar players, and one of the guitar players is Keith Glass. So he's going to be playing a mandolin as well, and probably a few other instruments. And I've got keyboards, which I very rarely play with. So it's a big band with the drums and bass, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you've got some other shows coming up around that time?
Yeah, I'm playing, I think between now and the end of November, I'm playing in, well, I'm playing, of course, in Guelph. I'm playing in Toronto. I'm playing in Westport. I'm playing in London and somewhere else that I'm forgetting.
On your website, has all the details. Yeah. That's lynnhanson.com.
It's a good thing because I don't even know where I'm supposed to be.
You're going to be playing solo in Guelph. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect at a solo Lynn Hansen show?
Well, I mean, interestingly enough, all of these songs start out solo. So what they can expect is the same way these songs were born. That's what they'll hear. But I'm very comfortable playing solo because I've done a lot of touring on my own, because financially, you know, especially touring overseas, especially when you're first starting overseas, you have to do it solo. It just is not financially viable otherwise. So it's kind of a stripped down version of the songs when they hear them on the record, or they hear the big full band. But it's the same song. I mean, it's me and the guitar, and that's, even when we're recording, that's really what our focus is all the time. It's the voice and the guitar, and then everything else is built in to make it sound bigger than that.
It's been a great pleasure having you join us today. We're going to finish with a song from River of Sand. We're actually going to play the title track. And this is a fabulous album in its own right. One of my favorite albums of 2014. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, well, this is funny. This is the kind of, where does inspiration come for artists? I'm a binge viewer when it comes to like Netflix and that kind of thing. And I had a stomach flu or something. And so I watched 5 seasons of Sons of Anarchy in a 2-week period, because I was sort of sick off and on for like a couple of weeks in the wintertime. And so I got this sound in my head and these images and this like dirty, grimy, kind of crime filled, tough way of living. And so I sort of sat down and I had all these images going through my mind, and this is the song that came out of it. So it was very much inspired by a very tough show.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you join us today. Lynn Hansen with the title track from the album River of Sand. We've been having a great conversation at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And I'm Jan Hall, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio.
In the night sky, the moon is high. $5 bill on my windowsill, a bootlegging my glass. everything.